Chazal zeh nish mesa bachich es rishag ben vam Yehudim sech rishag es daf lamed ches. The answer of Chia Ba'abba, according to the sheet that it said it's usher to leave food on a kira that has not had its coal swept out yet. Even on Friday, you're not allowed to leave it on such a kira. What happens if someone just forgot food on Shabbos? He didn't put it there on purpose. He forgot it there. Are you allowed to eat that food on Shabbos? So at first he didn't answer. The next day he quoted a Mishnah which said if someone cooks on Shabbos, if it was done b'shoigig, it can be eaten. If it was done b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat it. He then added that with regard to a pot that was forgotten on top of a kira, there's no such difference between shoigig and mezid. So Rabbi Yosef say this means that there's no difference, that even if it was left there on purpose, it's mutter to eat. And this is different than someone who actually cooks on Shabbos, because at least over here, when he just leaves it there, no ma'isa was done. But Nachmizim means to say that, meaning when it's whether it's left on purpose or by mistake, it's usher to eat, because when cooking on Shabbos, people are not going to do it b'mezin and make believe it was done b'shoigig. But by leaving it there, where there's no real iser d'oraisa involved, so people may just leave it there on purpose and say it was done b'shoigig. So therefore, to be goyzer against that, they said even when it's left b'shoigig, you cannot eat it on Shabbos. Now, Brisa says if someone forgets a pot on a kira that still has the coals inside, if it was done b'shoigig, it's mutter. If it was done b'mezin, it's usher. This is not like Rav Chiya Ba'abba said, who said it's no different. Now, at least according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, we could say that the Braisa is talking about before the Gzera was made, which we'll explain in a second what that Gzera was, and that's why we show you this mutter. But where the Chibra Abba was talking about if the Gzera, that's why it's awesome. But according to Rabbi Nachman Yosef, the Braisa doesn't fit according to either interpretation of Chibra Abba's statement. So how are we going to explain for this? The Mar says this is, which remains a kasha. Rav explains Xayir that originally if it was left b'shoigig, you were allowed to eat it, but then people started leaving it there on purpose and saying it was done b'shoigig, so they made Xayir that it's usher in all cases, even if it was left there b'shoigig. The Brice we just quoted also brings down the Shita of Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, which contradict their Shitas that we learned in yesterday's daf. Because here Rabbi Meir says that fully cooked water and food may be left on a kira, even though it has coal still inside. But there, Rabbi Meir said, even according to Beis Hillel, only water may be left there. And here, Rabbi Yehuda said that food that gets better the longer it cooks is usher to leave there. But there, Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to leave fully cooked food on a kira with intact coals. It doesn't make a difference if it gets better. Mark explains, Rabbi Meir is not soicer himself because lechatchila you should only leave water. But b'dieved, even if food was left there, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda is not soicer himself because he allows the food on the kira only when the coals are swept away, but he disallows them if the coals are still there. Murray asks, if someone on purpose, but amazed that he leaves a pot on a kira with it, that still has coals inside, the Rabbanon, is there a knas that the Rabbanon asks for the food or not? Murray says, that Shmuel bar Nasa, in the name of Hanina, said that when Rabbi Yossi was in Sepiri, he saw that people had left eggs, which do get better as long as they cook on a kira that still had the coals inside, and he said it's also, the chayra means that they made a knas, and he said you can't eat it. The Gemara says it's not a valid proof, because it could mean he said that next week it's also to do something like that, but not pshat that he actually asked the eggs to be eaten. Mishnah said, Beis Hillel Oimrim Af Machzirin. Rashesha said, according to Beis Hillel, who says that you'll have to put it back, you'll have to do Chazara, the Chazara could even be done on Shabbos day, not just Friday night for Shabbos day, even on Shabbos day. Rabbi Shai held this way as well. Zrika, in the name of Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rabbi Tadai, said that you can only return a pot if you were still holding on to it the whole time, but if it was put down on the floor, you're not allowed to return it to the Kira. Rabbi Ami said, Rabbi Chia, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said even if it was put down on the ground, it could be returned to the Kira as well. Chizki, in the name of Abaye, said it's mutter to return the food only if it's still in your hand and you had a mind to return it. Another version of the ruling is that even if the food is on the ground, but if you had a mind to return it to the kira, it could be returned, which this suggests that if it was in the hand, then he doesn't have to have a mind to return it. Rav Yirmi asked, what if the food was hung on a hook or put on a bed, so it's not on the ground, it's not in the hand? Rav Ashi asked, what if it was transferred to a new pot? Could the new pot then, with the old food from the old pot, be put back onto a kira? Teikub leib d'shaila. Zakta Mishnah, you're not allowed to put a pot on a tanner or in a tanner. A tanner is an oven with a wide bottom and it gets narrower on top, so it gets much hotter than a kira. So you're not allowed to put a pot in or on a tanner that's even if it's just fueled with straw. On the other hand, a kupach, which is a square oven that fits just one pot, which is fueled by straw, it has a din like a kira. If it's fueled by gefas or wood, then it has a din like a tanner. Mara says, Rav Yosef said that although you're not allowed to put a pot on top of a tanor, you're allowed to put it on the side of the tanor for it to heat somewhat. Abaye disagrees, and he brings a proof from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that a kupach that's fueled with gefes or wood is not like a kira, rather has a din like a tanor. Abaye understands that we're talking about a kupach which still has coals inside. Now, if the Mishnah is saying that, So the Mishnah is saying that although something which would be permitted for a Kira, it's going to be prohibited, it's going to be also by a Tanner, and therefore also for a Kupach. Now the Mishnah can't be referring to putting on top or inside, because that would be also for a Kira that has coals as well. So rather, must be talking about putting it on its side, and you see that only for a Kira it's Mutter, but for a Tanner it would be also. So therefore this Brisa is a Raya for Abaya's view. Rav Adarai Hava says, and he disagrees with Abaya and says, our Mishnah is talking about where the coals are swept away. By a Kira, it's permitted to put something on top of it. But by a Kupach, which retains a lot of heat, it's therefore also to put something on top of it, even though the coals have been swept away. Rav Ashi explains that a Kupach gets hotter than a Kira, but not as hot as a Tanner. That's why it has this in-between status. If it's fueled with straw, it's like a Kira. If it's fueled with gefes or wood, it has a din of a Tanner. Rabbi Yosef Chanina explains a kupach is large enough for one pot, it's square, whereas a kira is large enough for two pots, it's rectangle.